Bottoms up.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Thanks to East Imperial. Premium tonic waters and mixers.
I might have hit that sting a little bit too early, but I was too excited.
You're allowed to be excited. I'm here for it. We are talking about a product that you can't even buy yet. Like, we are very lucky right
now. We've got an embargoed gin here.
Yeah, we're very lucky. So we're going to have the second most southern produced gin in the world.
What's the most southern? Oh, Antarctica.
No one makes gin on Antarctica. Not that you can buy it, at least. No, there is a distillery on Rakiura.
No town in Antarctica, but the gin distillery.
Just hanging out. Off. It's really hard to get the water and make stuff hot down there.
They love it.
Seals go nuts for juniper.
Club Penguin Bar.
Thanks, team. Thanks.
Sorry, gang.
No, the most southern in the world is Rakiura Distillery over on Stewart Island.
Makes sense.
Or Rakiura, as I tend to say, which is a great time. But no, today we are proudly launching Bluff Distillery from Bluff. Thanks, Chris. Chris Fraser, shout out to the distiller.
Thanks, Chris.
He's a great guy. Got a lot of time for that man. So basically, has anyone in this room actually been to Bluff before?
Yes, I have.
So, Anika, what can you tell me about Bluff?
When I went, wasn't the most opportune time of year. Quite grey, but they had this one thing.
What was that one thing?
They had those things in Bluff, that one thing.
Those oysters?
Those oysters!
So, lo and behold, 1st of March is beginning of Bluff oyster season.
Sorry,
we may have hunted high and low today and I could not find any Bluff oysters because they've had a pretty rough time down in Fogo Strait.
But
we've got some Pacific oysters. sorry, Bluff, I tried.
When are they not having a rough time in the Fogo Strait, though?
Hey, I've had some beautiful crossings on the ferry from Bluff to Stewart Island where it has been incredibly calm, like to the point where you could sit there with your cup of tea and you didn't spill it on yourself while sitting out the back of the boat, no one throwing up over the edge.
Wow.
Great times. But anyway, back to Bluff Distilling. So basically, on the way into Bluff from Invercargill, you have the isthmus, which is the little narrowest point there, and there was a freezing works there, which closed in 1981, which basically closed down. It basically, 1,500 people lost their jobs, and the site hasn't been reused again until recently. So there's an amazing group of guys who are doing a thing called Ocean Beach down there, and they're redeveloping all of the old freezing works. So they're bringing in aquaculture, bringing in a distillery, trying to turn Bluff into the food hub it belongs to be.
It should be.
Yeah, like, why the hell not? Like, you got blue cod down there, you're making gin down there, they've got, like, amazing foraging, you've got all sorts of cool stuff happening with the fisheries in and around Rakiura in the bottom of the South Island.
Yum.
Let's chuck some gin in there so we can cure what they're doing. So, yeah, not to mention the fact that they're even doing things like using the sea itself to actually cool the, like, condensers for making the gin. It's pretty spectacular. So we're very lucky to have this.
We are.
So the other really cool thing is down there. So if you go back to sort of anywhere from like the 1930s through.
Okay.
A real sign of pride if you were a Bluffy was having some Japanese boys hanging on the outside of your house.
Oh, really?
So what the Japanese fishing fleet would do, they'd come down into New Zealand territorial waters and drop their nets. And so back before
like
plastic.
B-U-O-Y boys.
Kind of like what this bottle looks like.
I genuinely got really confused for a second.
Yeah.
Japanese boys at my doorstep.
That's starting to sound a bit interesting.
Yeah, that's all in your brain, mate. It's all in your brain. But no, so basically one of the signs of pride down there was if you had Japanese boys hanging there because you'd slash them off the net so they couldn't recover their nets. So hence
B-U-O-Y.
Hence why the bottle looks like a Japanese glass boy.
It is so stunning.
It is probably the prettiest new gin bottle I have seen so far this year.
It's like very coastal core.
Yeah.
And the sea glass vibe. Oh,
yeah, like we've been leaning into the coastal core with the gin this year so far.
It's almost outdoing Papa Salt.
I think it is outdoing Papa Salt because Kiwi Pride rather than Australia.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't even care about you, Margot Robbie.
We just care about some boys in gumboots down in Bluff. Some true southern men calling each other shag.
Gin is on its coastal core.
It is
come
on
up, and I love it.
It is. Anyway, that's enough finacking. We're gonna dive into what this cocktail is gonna be.
Let's drink some gin.
Hang on, I'll do it. I'll do it again.
Ooh.
There we go. It's a solid pop.
That was a solid pop.
I feel like to do this properly, we're gonna do this justice. We're gonna do a classic gin and tonic with a gin and tonic oyster on top. It was going to be a Bluff oyster, but I tried and I failed and I'm sorry.
I'm so excited, Gwilym.
Yeah. Oh, Gwilym, you're okay.
You're okay with it?
You're forgiven this one time.
Thanks, team. I'll try again next week.
No.
It's been a bit calmer, so I might be able to get some in. So we're gonna make a full octane gin and tonic. So we're doing 45 mils of the Bluff gin, which is a cheeky 45%. So we're gonna taste it. We want to be able to taste the gin in this.
Okay.
I really respect that one.
Yep. I'm not usually an oyster girl, so listeners, I'm doing this for you.
Hey, don't worry. The delicious nori we're also gonna put on top of it is gonna captivate your taste buds.
I feel like I have to say the snacks have really been snacking this. This cocktail corner.
The fruit bat has become like a vampire bat today. She is out for flesh.
She is out for flesh. No, we had tasted peanuts last week, and those were bloody delicious.
No, the snacks have been snacking.
They've been snacking. Also,
shout out Tasty Peanuts.
You bought in that apple foam the other week, and people went nuts for that.
Apple foam?
Dehydrated apple foam.
I've been snacking on those cherries you brought in as well.
They're quite good, eh?
They are delicious. Who doesn't love a cherry?
A dehydrated cherry. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Anika.
As a girl from the South.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Look, I'm filled with so much South Island pride right now.
The South Island pride is really...
The South Islander in the room is really feeling like...
It's really feeling like...
Brought my genitals into work so I could call everyone Shagger and get on with
no,
my
just,
day.
It's just Shag. It's just Shag, not Shagger. Like, what are we talking about?
Like?
We're talking Bluff.
From the
we're
South
talking
Island.
Bluff. Like, it's just Shag.
Sorry,
they're about the birds.
They shortened it down.
Yeah, we're, you know, Shag.
In South Canterbury, they add a couple of
R's to it.
Letters. Oh, no, not that.
That's basically Auckland.
Gars.
Well, where I come from in my... Where I come from in my gin distillery in Antarctica,
yes.
I can
but
say we've shortened it to Shag.
Well, I've had one really bad one at this terrible job I worked, but this is a much better job with hopefully much better oysters, so that's a good sign.
I had one with a shell in it, and I think, I never recovered.
I'm such an oyster apologist.
What am I doing?
You got the opener? You got the opener I gave you a couple
the
weeks
opener.
Ago?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I do actually.
Yeah. So we're garnishing it with a slice of lemon as well as a whole oyster on top. I just realized
so
I left
fun.
My can't find where I put my bottle opener down. So
you really know how to make it feel like summer. You know how to make it feel like my birthday. Because it feels like
opener,
my birthday right
I
now.
I said, here you go.
Thank you.
I carry that round every day.
It's good to have it just in case. You never know when you're going to come across something you need to pop.
I like that you just witnessed my girl bag as well. My girl bag has everything I don't need.
Hey,
so we're chopping up the gin with about 150 ml of East Imperial Classic Superior Tonic Water.
A beautiful.
AKA the red label. In my opinion, this is a delicious match. Mm. Match made in gin and tonic-y heaven.
I see what you did there.
When is it never gin and tonic heaven?
If you're drinking anyone else's tonic water, or you're drinking a bad gin?
Yeah,
would be in gin and tonic heaven right now?
Right now, I'll probably be looking at what boozy authors do we actually want to hang out with? And then maybe...
That's a tough question.
Well, I don't really know that much about books, but...
can Mick Jagger be in...
my mum would love it. She's alive.
Jagger's alive. She would like it. I feel like they have to be of a
oh, he has to be
on.
Dead.
Like, he did say right now, like...
Couple of weeks.
Oscar Wilde, I'm on board. I reckon Oscar Wilde would be an amazing time.
Good chat. Great
Oscar
chat.
Wilde, you would have loved
this cocktail corner.
Oscar Wilde would be all about this. But he's also a mad fan of stout and oysters.
My granddad.
Your grandfather.
Yeah, granddad. Okay. He loved a gin too.
Well, you know, we can actually take photographs and post them to BFM's social media network.
Check the BFM Instagram shortly because it looks delicious.
This is probably the bougiest cocktail ever been made on BFM, and I have made some bougie cocktails on BFM.
So right now I'm seeing a gin and tonic topped with an oyster.
But we're not finished yet. So in this lovely little jug, I have some lemon juice, some more gin, and a little bit of tonic water. And we're just going to pour a little bit on top, just like the mayonnaise, like what you do with normally with like shallots and vinegar.
My mouth is watering.
Salivating. Before these get passed out, do you drink then oyster or oyster then drink?
Oyster first, please, team.
Okay.
And we haven't quite finished yet. Like, I actually have a little tutu to do as well. So then, just because we are a little bit fancy today.
Fancy today.
Like, we're going to hit it with a little bit of nori on top as well, so we got a little bit of texture.
I'm going for the scungiest beer after this, so I'm really excited to start my night off well.
Sorry, Caitlin, there's no such thing as a scungy beer.
And you're right.
You know?
Hey, you don't know where she's going.
Hey, even then, if you're paying for that beer, it's not scungy.
Are you going to Shad's?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, gang. So, rule of thumb, pick up your glass and take your oyster.
Okay.
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 Thank you, madame. Oh, I'm so scared.
Don't be scared. It's just an oyster.
Yeah, I'm not usually an oyster girl.
Can someone take a photograph so I can actually then send this to keep my bluff fam happy? Yeah, thanks. Ooh. Thanks, Tim.
The gin, when does it come out?
So the gin's actually available for pre-release tomorrow. There's 300 bottles they've made. So this is the first of the 300 bottles.
Okay.
So, you can cover your nose. You can do whatever you like.
Does it make it easier?
Okay.
It doesn't really make it easier.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It takes me back.
Okay, someone's happy.
Oh, God. Here we go.
All right.
Do you just slurp?
Just slurp the whole goddamn lot in.
Okay.
So. That's a delicious treat right there.
Oh, my God. Mm. That is really good.
It really tastes like the ocean.
Oh, my God.
And a gin and tonic. Right, it's like if the ocean and a gin and tonic got into your mouth at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've just drank a gin and then dove into the ocean. I'm not an oyster girl. What have you done to me? I wasn't a whiskey girl. Made me one then.
I'm about delicious things.
Not an oyster girl.
So
now I'm one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so,
converts in the room.
All right, now we're going to have a little sip of the gin and tonic.
Okay. Show us what you made of, Bluff.
Oh, yeah. That is a delicious treat.
Holy heck.
Yeah.
That is a fine gin.
So to talk you through the little mixture that goes on top, there's the juice of a whole lemon, 30 mils of Bluff Distillery gin, and then about 60 mils of tonic water, and that's enough to get you through 12 oysters.
And I mess you not, it is the best oyster I've ever eaten in my life.
I'm glad.
So take notes.
Yeah, it'll be better with a bluffy. I'm going to try and do it again next week and get some bluffies to do it.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Yes!
But
yes.
I think we might get a bit crazy. We might even do martinis next week.
Oh, yes.
Because one of the signature drinks we developed for this is a martini. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe I've always been a strictly vodka martini girl, but maybe you'll
this is
change
a, this
things.
This is a salty boy.
This is,
you know?
Yeah.
All the snacks.
That is a fine gin.
Fine gin and tonic.
Savory,
it's a delicious gin and
salty.
Tonic.
Salty.
Available from...
Literally online from bluffdistillery.co.nz. Okay. There's 300 bottles. If you want one, jump in now in the pre-sale. You can put your name on the wait list for the pre-sale.
You could be one of 300.
This is great.
Delicious. Yeah. I can't, like, to the point where I don't even know what it's going to cost. Like, I literally can't even tell you that. It's that exclusive and that new.
It's a really beautiful classic gin and tonic.
Mm. It's a great time.
It's so
I can't get over how pretty
lovely.
The bottle is.
I posted it on my Instagram story yesterday. I literally have never had more responses to anything. I've posted pictures of puppies which have had less responses than a pretty bottle of gin.
Oh,
tells me a lot about my followers. But.
Also, Willem, thank you for bringing in
thank
your pretty
you.
Glasses.
Willem.
Thank you.
Oysters.
Yeah.
What would we do without you?
Mm. I don't know. Thursdays would just be a lot less fun.
I'd cry. I'd cry. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Gwillem, and get your gin, everyone.
Yep. Jump on to www.bluffdistillery.co.nz and get a pre-sale. You don't want to miss this out. This is probably fast becoming my new favorite gin.
Yeah.
Which is high praise from me with the amount of... Yeah,
that's massive.
Sorry, other gin brands. I love you all still, too.
Massive.
But...
Yeah. Thanks, East Imperial, as well, for
East
the delicious
Imperial.
Tonic.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
Love it. See ya.